Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have some songs about the ocean, sailing, and sailors, and listen to this past week in recording history. I had the great pleasure yesterday of sailing aboard the tall ship Tolley Moore, and since the last time I did a sailing segment on the show, I've come across some new records, so I don't think I've played any of these on the show before, at least not recently. Here to start off the show are Bill Chitwood and Bud Landris.
And the the winds that ever keep, the winds, the winds, the winds that ever keep. Once more on the deck I stand of my own swift gliding craft, set sail farewell to the land, the gale from the fair abaft. Of my own swift gliding craft, set sail farewell to the land, the gale from the fair abaft. We shoot through the sparkling foam, like an ocean bird set free, like an ocean bird a home, we'll find far out on the sea. A life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave, and the wind forever keep. We shoot through the sparkling foam, like an ocean bird set free, like an ocean bird a home, we'll find far out on the sea. A life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave, and the wind forever keep. The winds, the winds, the winds forever keep. The wind, the wind, the wind that ever keep.
Was a musical boy on the cruiser Alabama. He was there with that piano like a fish down in the sea. When he rattled off some harmony, every night out on the ocean he would get that raggy notion, stop that syncopated motion lovingly. No one could sleep way out there on the deep when Billy cut loose out at sea. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts into dip and does the corkscrew turn. You see that smoke so black, sneak from that old smokestack. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now here and there you'll see a stool and chair a-slipping round the cabin shouting, I don't care. And the hammock starts a-swinging and the bell begins a-ringing while he's setting at that piano there on the Alabama playing the Oceana roll. England or Spain, it was always the same. He'd be there at that piano on the cruiser Alabama every morning, noon, and night. He would keep it up with all his might. Every time he'd start to play and all the boys would start a-swaying, everyone would keep on saying, don't you stop. Sailors, take care. Oh, sailors, beware. For Bill will play on till you drop. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts into dip and does the corkscrew turn. You see that smoke so black, slick from that old smokestack. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now here and there you'll see a stool and chair a-slipping round the cabin shouting, I don't care. And the hammock starts a-swinging and the bell begins to ringing while he's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama playing the Oceana roll.
Vaudeville star Eddie Morton and Oceana Roll, recorded by Victor on July 12, 1911. Eddie Morton was born in 1869 in Philadelphia and was a Philadelphia policeman before leaving the force in about 1907 and joining the cast of The Maid and the Millionaire at the Madison Square Roof Garden Theater. He appears on dozens of pieces of sheet music published between 1905 and 1922, and between 1907 and 17, he recorded 52 issued sides for Victor, Columbia, Xenophone, Indestructible, and Emerson. Oceana Roll tells the story of a sailor who plays ragtime on the battleship USS Alabama and was composed by Lucien Denny with the lyric by Roger Lewis. Lucien Denny was born in France in 1886 and came to the U.S. in 1900. Oceana Roll was his biggest hit, and he wrote few other songs, but two which he did were My Skylark Love and You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet. Oceana Roll was preceded by Thomas Chalmers and A Life on the Ocean Wave, recorded by Edison on July 19, 1915. When Thomas Edison introduced the Diamond Disc Flat Record, he set up hundreds of demonstrations across the country at which live artists would sing next to a Diamond Disc reproducer. Thomas Chalmers, who was with the Boston Opera Company, was one of the live artists for some of these demonstrations, with newspaper critics claiming that it was quite impossible to determine whether Mr. Chalmers was singing or not, the tone of the recreation being exactly like his own living voice in every shade of tonal color. We started the show with Bill Chitwood on fiddle and Bud Landris playing banjo on Over the Sea from November 20, 1924. George Oscar Bud Landris was born in Gwinnett County, Georgia in 1882 and moved to Gordon County in 1905. William Hewlett Bill Chitwood was born in Resaca in 1891 and was the youngest of 12 children. Chitwood and Landris were members of the Georgia Yellowhammers, an old-time fiddle string band from Gordon County, which was active from the mid to late 1920s. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing our nautical theme, here's the first of a couple of sets of rapidly rotating records about sailors, beginning with Frank Crummett.
Uncle Jack is what some people call a jolly tar, and I should think that he was born beneath a lucky star. If all is true that he's gone through, a wonder he must be. He's every inch a sailor and was born upon the sea. Jack is every inch a sailor, 5 and 20 years away. Jack is every inch a sailor, born upon the bright blue sea. On a stormy night, it's my delight to mix a glass of grog, and then get Jack to spin the yarn before the burning log. And after you've been listening to all that he has said, you feel so frightened that you cannot go alone to bed. Jack is every inch a sailor, 5 and 20 years a whaler. Jack is every inch a sailor, born upon the bright blue sea. One night, said he, while out at sea, there came a dreadful gale, which washed me overboard, and I was swallowed by a whale. And there I lived for 20 days, a-wandering about, then seized the whale by the tail and turned him inside out. You wish to pass a pleasant hour or two away, just call and see old Uncle Jack, and then I think you'll say he's every inch a sailor and as jolly as can be. For many years a whaler, quite a hero of the sea. Jack is every inch a sailor, 5 and 20 years a whaler. Jack is every inch a sailor, born upon the bright blue sea.
My mama was a sailor. She loved the ocean glide. And my mama was a sailor. She loved the ocean glide. She ride top and bottom, sometime on the side. Says I'm gone up town. Want me to bring you back? Said I'm gone uptown, honey. What you want me to bring you back? Said a box still cold and a high price just unhand. Lord, I told Mr. Russell, don't you broke my plow. Said I told Mr. Russell, thought you broke my plow. Said he got bullheaded and broke it off anyhow. Down on the corner, talking with my brown. Down on the corner, talking with my brown. Up stepped his policeman, take both of us down. Honey, where was you when 30 blows was down? Honey, where was you when 30 blows for town? Standing on the corner, he dead with my brown. Thought I load out farmer, dirty engine now. Thought I load out farmer, dirty engine now. Then they took my brown, left me standing here. All your jealous men better keep your women tight. All your jealous men better keep your women tight. Have your flag by trailer, sure gonna let them ride. Have anybody asked you who can fold a song? Have anybody asked you who can fold a song? Tell them Judas Daniel, that Ben Yuri gone.
Hello, Cap.
Morning, Ben.
What you doing now?
I'm the captain of the BCP.
I'm the skipper of Nancy Lee.
We're both the jolly sailors, and always full are we.
Jack Tars are idolizers.
Yeah, oh, indeed they do.
And though our noses may be red,
our hearts are so close. Haven't forgot how to dance, have you?
You bet I ain't.
Anything happened since I saw you last?
Anything happened? Well, I'll tell you of a very strange thing that happened to me. When a good ship ran on a coral reef far away in the calm sail sea, we took one look, our knees they shook, so frightened did we feel. When cannibals climbed aboard our deck in search of a juicy meal, the king then picked out Murphy from the rest of the crew. For whenever he grew hungry, he relished Irish stew.
Pretty good, Cap, pretty good.
I was in an awful storm, too.
Why, Cap, you don't know what a storm is. Listen. Aboard the schooner Busy Bee, on a dark and stormy night, the lightning flashed, the thunder crashed, and the waves lashed only fight. The good ship struggled bravely on, the angry waves to ride, when suddenly the lookout cried, there's rocks on the starboard side. We from that rough shore. And then I knew no more. When I awoke, I found myself upon the cabin floor.
By Jove, some storm.
Speaking about the South Sea, Cap, that's the greatest place in the world for fishing.
I should say it was. Why, one time down there, I used a shark for baiting quarter whale.
Why, that's nothing. I used a whale for bait and caught a fish 800 feet long. Why, say, Cap, I never saw such a fish in all my life.
No, and I'll bet you never will.
Well, time me off now. Are all hands aboard?
Aye, aye.
All right, my hearties.
Cast off the line, boys, that called us to the shore. Cast off the line, boys, we're off to sea once more. The clouds obscure the sky, and stormy waves roll high. Soon we will be returning. Each big and bright, gleaming forth into the night. A warning to us will be burning. As o'er the deep we sail, we fear not sea or gale. So, cast off the line, boys, that hold us to the shore. Cast off the line, boys, we're off to sea once more.
Harlan and Porter and Two Jolly Sailors, recorded by Victor on February 3, 1913. Tenor Byron G. Harlan was born George Byron Harlan in Kansas on August 29, 1861, and was a very prolific artist, recording more than 130 solo sides for Edison alone. He also recorded with others, most notably Arthur Collins. Baritone Steve Porter was born in Buffalo, New York in 1862 and was a founding member of the Peerless Quartet. It's unlikely that Porter would have forgotten the words to Two Jolly Sailors since he wrote them. The music was written by Harry Israel, who also wrote The Aeroplane Glide, which was recorded by the Peerless Quartet in 1912. Before Two Jolly Sailors, we heard Julius Daniels and My Mama Was a Sailor, his own composition, recorded by Victor on February 19, 1937. Blues musician Julius Daniels was born in Denmark, South Carolina on November 20, 1901, and was accompanied on guitar by Bubba Lee Torrence. We began that sailor set with Frank Crummett and Jack Is Every Inch a Sailor from August 31, 1928. Here to start off another set of sailor songs is Victor Ricardo and his orchestra.
Aye. Thank you.
is filled with pain. For if the things I hear are true, I'll never see you again. They tell me, darling, that tonight you'll wed another man. But if you do, I'll tell you true, my boat will never land. Nothing could come between. That in my home someday you'd be my wife and lovely queen. I've builded you that cozy home and made a garden there, and planted too with my own hands sweet flowers rich and rare. My future hopes are placed in you. Been my guiding star. Please write and tell me that you're true to the sailor who waits afar. Just tell me that you love me yet still long to be my wife. I'll return and then we'll wed and live a happy life. The again.
tongue and sucking your thumb, you'll wait until the day of your doom.
And Barney will kill the sailor.
British singer and character actor Bobby Comer and Peg Leg Jack, written by Carson Robison and Frank Luther, recorded February 18, 1930. I'll be doing a segment on Bobby Comer around his birthday in January. Peg Leg Jack was preceded by another famous sailor, Barnacle Bill the Sailor, but that wasn't the Hoagy Carmichael Carson Robison version you usually hear, or even the Bobby Comer version. That was pianist Dick Coy and his Racketeers from their one and only recording session on March 26, 1930, in Richmond, Indiana. The voice of the fair young maiden was Jimmy McPoland, and the voice of Barnacle Bill was Dick Coy. The flip side of that record is 11:30 Saturday Night. Before Barnacle Bill, it was Jimmie Rodgers and The Sailor's Plea, recorded April 19, 1929. That was written by Rodgers and Elsie McWilliams. We began with Victor Ricardo and his orchestra in 1931 and The Sailor's Adventure. The Sailor's Adventure was composed by Otto Rathke, and if you were paying close attention a few weeks ago, you'll remember that Otto Rathke is the guy who laughs and plays the cornet on, that's right, the OK Laughing record. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. We had a wonderful sail yesterday, but of course sailing can be perilous. Here's Jay Wilbur and his band.
lad, yo-ho. I'll tell you the tale of a sailor who sailed the Bay of Biscay. Oh, was the captain of a whaler. Of his gallant deed you all should know.
Yo-ho, my lad, yo-ho.
I'll tell the tale of the Nancy Lee, the ship that got shipwrecked at sea. The bravest man was Captain Brown, for he played his ukulele as the ship went down. All the crew were in despair. Some rushed here and the others rushed there. But the captain sat in the captain's chair and he played his ukulele as the ship went down.
Go home, lad, go home.
The bosun said to Stoker Jim, you'll have to teach me how to swim. The stoker answered with a frown, we can learn together as the ship goes down. The captain said to Fireman Mose, get straight into your fireman's clothes. And while you stand and play your hose, I'll play the ukulele as the ship goes down. Wireless to the crew, do the best that you can do. She's only insured for half a crown, so I'll be out of pocket when the ship goes down. The captain answered, holy gee, it's all up with the Nancy Lee. You're all right, but what about me? I shall wet the ukulele when the ship goes down. When they heard the news at the Admiralty, they wirelessed to the Nancy Lee. We'd like to speak to Captain Brown if he isn't very busy when the ship goes down. The captain answered, what's to do? The Admiralty said at 2:30, we shall listen in to you as you play your ukulele when the ship goes down. Man, rafts with chains and a rope, you bind them. The bosun searched both fore and aft, but dashed if he could find them. At the mercy of that raging sea was the good ship Nancy Lee. Had faith in me, the captain cried. To this remark the crew replied, you can trust us, Captain Brown, to finish up the run before the ship goes down. The skipper shouted, no back chat, I'll do my best, and after that, do you mind if I pass round the hat as I play my ukulele as the ship goes down? The mate said, it's okay with me, the shipwreck suits me to a T. I owe 10 bob to Captain Brown, and I'll never have to pay him if the ship goes down. The pessimistic cook, said he, was sure the crew would very soon be playing a harp, said Brown, not me. I should play my ukulele as the ship goes down. When they reached the lifeboat, how they cursed. The second mate had got there first. The cook said, I'll be last to drown, cause I'm climbing up the rigging as the ship goes down. Soon it was a total wreck. The captain stood on the burning deck. The flames leapt up all around his neck and burnt his ukulele as the ship went down. The mate had the saxophone. The cook had the trombone. The drummer had an old tin. And another had the violin. The bosun had the banjo. The stoker had the piccolo. You can play what you like, said Captain Brown. I shall play my ukulele as the ship goes down. That's is the tale of the Nancy Lee, the ship that got shipwrecked at sea, and Captain Brown, who was in command, now plays a ukulele in the mermaid band.
Tommy Kinsman and his band in 1936 and Sailor Beware, written by Leo Robin and Richard Whiting. Multi-instrumentalist and bandleader Tommy Kinsman first came to prominence in 1928 when his London Frivolities band played in the seaside resort town of Weston-super-Mare in North Somerset, England. He also recorded under pseudonyms including Eddie Harding and his Nightclub Boys, the Florida Band, the Ballroom Monarchs, and the 15 Crimson Dominoes. We began with parts 1 and 2 of He Played His Ukulele as the Ship Went Down, performed there by Jay Wilbur and his band on January 28, 1932. He Played His Ukulele as the Ship Went Down was written by Arthur LeClerc, who also brought us Nobody Loves a Fairy When She's 40 in 1934, sung by Tessie O'Shea. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Knickerbockers. Thank you.
Thank you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ben Selvin as the Knickerbockers and You Told Me to Go from October 15, 1925. You Told Me to Go was written by Ed Sedgwick, Abe Lyman, and Henry R. Cohen. Next, it was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and My Varsity Gal, I'll Cling to You. My Varsity Gal was written by Al Bryan and W. Frank Harling and is from the 1930 picture Varsity. That recording is from October 16, 1928, and was followed by George Olson and his music with Lonesome Me, recorded October 16, 1925. The little scat vocal there was by Fran Fry and is uncredited on the label. Lonesome Me was written by Kit Stoneham and George Malian. We finished up with Joe Watson and his Green Mill Orchestra and Alabama Stomp, recorded October 17, 1929. Trumpeter Joe Watson went to Australia with Ray Teller's San Francisco Orchestra, but led his own Green Mill Orchestra in Melbourne in 1929, and in 1930 played at Sydney's Wentworth Hotel. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.